Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us we understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality. Welcome again to another edition of Moments of Conversation. Of course, I am your host, Marian Afua. Thank you so much for taking time in your day to join us today. We are going to have an awesome time. You know, I'm talking to all my friends, and I'm going to be honest, this is a day that I was like, ooh, I woke up, there was no sun after having a couple of days of sun, and I'm learning my lesson of being in my hometown again. But I'm enjoying it because it is a process that I am authorized to experience. So I will experience in gratitude and expectation. So on today, Moments of Conversation, it's going to be Yo Show Tuesday. And we're going to be talking about gratitude and honor. And I have a couple of things I want to get going. And we're going to go into relationship building and what that actually looks like. So I thank you all for tuning in on today. Those of you on the phone lines and the chat room is now open. You can come on down, scroll down on the show page and or the listening page, and you can find the chat room, and we can have a conversation in there. So without further ado, we're going to take our break, and we'll be right back after this. Author Marian Afua has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Not to My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul,
that is filled with empowerment, and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com and MarianAfuaSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afua for Moments of Conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afua, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
Experience transformation by unleashing your power. Discover and activate your talent, abilities, passions, and the end result you desire. Join international transformation expert Marian Afua at the Living Exponentially on Purpose seminar. Learn how to maximize your greatest asset and live exponentially. For more information, visit www.efuaspeaks.com, EfuaSpeaks.com, or call 414-604-6271. Live exponentially on purpose.
And we are back here on Moments of Conversation. I want to remind everybody I will be in Chicago, Illinois area on Sunday at 1 p.m. Sunday at the Chicago Marriott. So if you want to come down and join me for that seminar, please go to my website and register. There's still room for you to get in. So make sure you go to my website and register for this phenomenal seminar. I guarantee you, if you read the feedback from people that have gone there, that's business folks and everyday folks who have found that living exponentially is definitely something they want to experience. So thanks again to all of you who have been supporting me thus far. Wanted to take a music break. I think I'm going to take a music break. I'm feeling like I need to get a little more energy going here. And this is one of my favorite songs, Get Moving songs, and it's called Today by Let It See.
Everybody should be, baby, he loves me.
All right, we are back here on Moments of Conversation. That was Letticy, and her song is Today. I got a feeling that today things will be going my way. I got a feeling that today, that everything is going to be okay. Sometimes we just got to remind ourselves of that type of energy. And I want to share with you a simple piece that I wrote. It's called Search for Me. And I'm going to give me a little background music because this is the inspiration for the song. For the real me, I have accepted every definition and image of who everyone has said and expected me to be. I have complied without complaint, shown restraint despite the revolt that was present inside me. I am searching to develop a plan that I understand how I got here, why I'm here, and most importantly, why are you here? You have not contributed anything to my life outside of a verbal lashing of do's and don'ts, then tell me the things that you are willing to do and won't. I am searching to find a place in my real name is me, and not the title that others apply to make me be who they want me to be. Mama, girl, sister, wife, teacher, writer, author, advocate, lover, friend, doctor, minister. I am searching to find the divine place of existence that resonates within the walls of my knowing, that affirms that I am all, yet nothing, that I am me exclusively in the purest organic form, void from the persona that is the reaction to words, people, circumstance, and situation. That me that I am me, no additives, no preservatives, no fillers, just me. I am searching to be free from the enemy within me. I am searching for the force that keeps me focused. I am because the I am is, and therefore I accept all that I am of the I am. And so it is. I have discovered me and my true reality. Here, that was my piece called In Search of Me. So that was also back up. The song that was playing in the background was Searching by Roy Ayers. So thank you all for listening and joining us here today. As I said, today is all about gratitude. It's all about giving honor, and it's all about relationships. sometimes we get confused when it comes to identifying who we really are and how we need to interact with individuals because we are so busy reacting to the expectations of other people, just like I said in my piece called Searching for Me. When we understand that every part of who we are and what we actually represent is more than enough and it is sufficient for everyone that we meet at the right time, in the right moment, for the right purpose. When we become a chameleon to everyone, we are no longer our authentic self. We become a collage or a infused expression of everyone's thoughts, everyone's commissions, everyone's expectations, and then we become covered up and we mutate into something that usually is not what we want to be happy with. We're not going to be happy with. So what happens is that you find yourself having these moments of depression, these moments where you feel like you don't really appreciate your life. You can't appreciate life because the people that are there in your path have caused you to have some type of dis-ease in your life. Yes, dis-ease, sometimes also known as disease. So you often get headaches. You often find yourself in momentary moments of fear and frustration and anger and uncertainty, unaware of which direction to go, unaware of where you can truly find your happiness. And I want to submit to you that on today, when you function out of a state of honoring your authentic self, when you function from a state of honoring your total existence, that everything you are, everything that you need to complement your life, to enhance your life, to have a life that is filled with longevity, to have a life that allows you to leave a legacy that you will be proud of, that you expect to receive and expect to have an expectation of that legacy to live forever and ever through your generations to come, and it be honorable. That's when you take the place of recognizing your quality. When you can remove and strip away every layer, every message, every doubt, every fear, every frustration, every discontentment, and realize what's really yours. It's much more powerful. Honor the place in which you come from. No, it isn't necessarily who you are, but honor the place that you chose to come from. I've recently learned within the last maybe 3 years now about something called an agreement, the agreement that we agree to come into the lives that we are living with the expectation of knowing that we are going to be victorious and we're going to make a affirmative contribution to this life and the people that are placed in our lives. Now, yes, we may have to react, but something happens along the way when we become influenced by those people. We become overwhelmed by those people. We begin to take on their attributes and take on those words because they're telling us who we look like, who we remind them of, putting their fears and their, what I call their fears and their sins upon us, and therefore we begin to think that maybe we've experienced that. And we begin to tell their stories as if they're our stories. And then we become in bondage. We find ourselves being oppressed. We find ourselves being overwhelmed. We find ourselves feeling limited. We find ourselves wanting something that we know is awaiting us, but we're constantly out talking ourselves and saying that that can't be for us because this is my story. Because we've forgotten about the authentic self and the original agreement that we had to come into this life. When you are searching for you, truly it is without any preservatives, without any additives, without any subscripts, without any subtitles, without any alteration to your beautiful, beautiful drapery called life. Breathe in, because that's a lot to take. Because oftentimes we confuse our love and of gratitude for sacrifice. An obligation. I can have an appreciation for you, doesn't mean I have to sacrifice who I am or what I came here to do for someone else. Doesn't mean that at all. But what it does mean is that I can appreciate and have gratitude and find honor in you being in my life. But yet, I feel that from that moment forward that everything I do has to be to affirm you. Because when you begin to do that, you are affirming other people in reaching and fulfilling their goals, their destinies, their purpose, while yours is going unfulfilled. Where you have negated your purpose. Yes, in the search for you, you must remove a lot of layers. You must erase a lot of messages that are in your subconscious mind. You must begin to mend the heart wounds that are existing, that are telling you that there is no way that you can walk away. There's no way that you can be successful, because if you're successful, people are going to want your money, and then you're going to feel obligated to give them your money, because after all, it's for the greater good of all, and you're here for the universal balance and harmony. Yeah, been there, done that. But when you are honored with something, you need to take care of it. They need to be in good service to it and for it. And for the one divine creator that has allowed you this opportunity to have it. Sometimes we think our intentions are well, but our intentions are not, because if they're done out of fear, they're convoluted, they're cloudy. When you're in the in search of you, you are going to truly strip away those titles that limit you, that tell you this is the only thing that you can do, because we don't live that way. We live exponentially. We live seeking escape, exploring and seizing all possibilities to enhance and excel in our life. We truly understand that is part of our journey. Everything else is not our reality. Truly it is. Doesn't mean that you lack compassion. It really means that you do. Because you are honoring the honor that you've been given, which is to recognize the I am inside of you. That I am that says that you are great, that you are worthy, that you are honorable, that you are accomplished, that you are intelligent. The I am that says that you can be restored and have been restored into your greatest level of existence in the highest and the most brightest reflection of light and harmony and balance. Yes, believe it. I don't care what your physical circumstance and situation says to you. It's not your reality. You have the power to change it. Own your perception. You are worthy of the perception that you can escape from the chaos. You can escape from the fear. You can escape from the frustrations. You can escape from the bondage, mentally and physically. Searching for you, the authentic you, the original you as you were assigned. This is what we've been talking about, y'all, in search of you. Releasing the titles that tell you that just because you are a certain particular physical gender, that you have to express that all the time, and the stereotypical expectations of it. The geographical boundaries that tell you that you're not able to leave outside of your 10-block radius, or you're not able to do anything more outside of the education that you are continuously paying for, even after you graduated. They tell you that the only way you can express healing is if you take a bunch of pills instead of going to the natural pharmacy. You can escape everything. Because it is always about choice. It is always about surrendering into this moment of complete and total gratitude And when you do that, that's when you begin to hear the message that is telling you the code that is in, to the honor, to the next level, to the information, to the knowledge that is already inside of you. At that moment, when you hear that code, when you begin to put that code into action, you'll find out, just like I did, that we are all but nothing, but everything we need to live the highest level of life, to expand beyond the frameworks of the average mind, but clearly into a place that we were destined, purposed, created, and assigned to be in. All right, y'all. I'm going to stop there. Just trust it. Discover and embrace your own truth. Stand on your own power. Stand in the knowing that you are truly aligned with the divine, and listen and trust your instinct and intuition. Really, that's what it's about. When they say you got a gut feeling, that's really your inside, your truth. Your authentic self is screaming out saying, hey, listen. Watch out. So pay homage to these attitudes that you've been gifted with by the divine creator. For truly there is power in it. There is strength in embracing and listening and trusting and hearing and then following through. Knowing and doing the action that is needed and necessary. Don't deny yourself that ability and that power. Transform your thoughts. Go ahead. Start your search. Go ahead. Escape. Go ahead. Figure out exactly what your original agreement was. Breathe in it. You're listening to Moments of Conversation. Today is your show, Tuesday. I am going to be taking your calls at 646-378-1135. You can join me here on the program, and you can give your information. If I have a message for you, then I will tell you. That's usually how I do it. But today is truly about identifying and having honor and gratitude and building relationships. Too often we are not building relationships. Hey there, Mary Lou. And all of you in the chat room, guests, if you want to sign in, you can. Doesn't mean you're obligated to anything. It just means that you'll be able to type in the chat room without having to get online and get on the phone line. I'm going to take a momentary break, and then when we come back, I'm going to go to the phone lines. We do have a couple of people on the phone line that have their finger raised. So we're going to take a break. And yes, Mary Lou, all is well with me. Trusting the same is reflected in you. And I'm going to see how well this commercial plays for a program that I'm doing on Monday night. So we'll be right back after these commercial breaks here on Moments of Conversation. Welcome to Doing Business Exponentially with your host, international business and life transformation expert, Marian Afua. Thanks so much for tuning in on today. Sit back, relax, as Marian Afua will bring you all the tips, all the insight, and give you feedback on how to make your entrepreneurial vision a reality. Coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua. Change
for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
Experience transformation by unleashing your power. Discover and activate your talent, ability, passions, and the end result you desire. Join international transformation expert Mary Nifua at the Living Exponentially on Purpose seminar. Learn how to maximize your greatest asset and live exponentially. For more information, visit www.efuaspeaks.com, EFUASpeaks.com, or call 414-604-6271. Live exponentially on purpose.
Author Marian Afua has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Not to My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com and MarianAfuaSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afua for Moments of Conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afua, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation. And we are back here on Moments of Conversation. Thank you all for your patience. Some people don't have patience, and that's okay. And that's what they do. But anyone else who wants to get in, I do talk to people between the commercial breaks. Only because I like to keep the energy going and figure out the best way to service and accommodate people. So we're going to keep going because your computer's down, and that's okay. Mary Lou, give us a call if you can. I don't know what you're doing right now, but I want to get you in. If we're going to do readings, I'm going to probably have you work with us as people ask them and go forward and do what they do. But I wanted to just take a moment out. I kind of forgot to do something earlier today, which I wanted to do, and that is I wanted to give honor to someone who recently made transition. And his name is Dr. Anthony Mensa. He is someone that was very instrumental in me accepting and trusting that labels, names, geographic locations have very little to do with your abilities, your gift, and the purpose of your life. And he made his transition on Friday. And I'm so honored to have him because it is truly, he was a very influential moment and why you have me here, here on the program or here available to you through my books or seminars and trainings and spiritual services. I mean, truly, he is a part of that because it was through him that I was reconnected with what I grew up with. And was not made ashamed of it and was restored to appreciate it. So we just have to make sure that I give him homage. Again, his name is Dr. Anthony Mensa. Phenomenal person. So I wanted to make sure that we gave homage to him because his services will be this weekend in my hometown. And so I got to get there and I got to do some things and take care of it. So I guess I'm here for a little while longer in this town. And see, even in that, just being in gratitude, because I think that had I not been here, it would have been a little disheartening for me because that truly is someone that I am grateful for, someone that I appreciate, someone that I
have honor for our relationship. And even though we didn't see each other all the time, no matter when I saw him, it was always the same conversation and the same level of encouragement for me to continue to do what I've been honored with by the divine creator. So with that, we pay homage and give full salute and honor to Dr. Mensa for his contributions, not only to my life, but to those around, I mean, probably hundreds of thousands, if not close to a million people, because he has toured all over the world and spoke about, his topic is rites of passage, but he also transforms it into the transference of ancestral connections and power through generations. And it's just a powerful, powerful moment. And if you ever get a chance to be a part of any of his courses, it was phenomenal because he's just so enlightened that you become enlightened. And I remember taking his class in college. And I think I was an undergraduate at that point. But I took a course with him in undergrad, and we had someone who said they were atheists and that there was no such thing as ancestors or lineage. And, you know, you just kind of create, I'm paraphrasing the brother, but he was a brilliant, brilliant artist. And in my hometown, he had several, he was commissioned by the government to like do art for like five cities in our state. So, you know, he was definitely someone that influenced this young man. So this artist who was a, you know, devout atheist, I'm just taking this class, you know, because it just is, I think it was called Life something. But anyway, by the end of the course, he was talking all this metaphysical talk about connecting, how he reconnected to his ancestors, and he heard the messages, and he's never felt so light, and how he had this healing because what happened, his parents were killed as a young child, and so he had a difficult life. So for him, he became very angry and said, well, if there's a God, why would God do this to a young child who all they had was their parents? There was no grandparents, there were no siblings, no aunts and uncles. And after that course, he began to see things in a different perspective. He truly went to a state of gratitude. He truly made some connections and understood when people are gone, they're really not gone. They're just unseen, just like the divine power creator. But yet, they're still very much with us. The presence is still very much with us. So, again, I'm just, you know, I'm talking today about him because I can do that. Why? Because it's your show Tuesday. And guess what? It's Moments of Conversation. If you want to join in the conversation, 646-378-1135, 646-378-1135, or you can push the blue Skype button also. Someone asked me about that in the email. Yes, that S button, if you have Skype on your computer or phone, it will bring you into the queue and you can have a conversation. Oh, this person texted me and said they couldn't hold anymore, but they wanted to get a reading. Okay, that's fine. But again, it is truly about a Tuesday Tuesday on today. So you can definitely do it. Also, I wanted to tell everyone that on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central, I do a program called Doing Business Exponentially. It is strictly for people who are, you know, interested in going into business or already in business and need some support in that area. I have guest speakers on various areas of business, as well as I give some tips. Yesterday I talked about when your business isn't doing well, how do you do an assessment? Just like when you do, your life isn't going the way you would like it, you do an assessment. So you can listen to that. You call on the same number, 646-378-1135. Same place. You don't have to go anywhere because, after all, this is going to be called Transformation Radio. We're going to be here. So just we're going to keep adding programs. I know Brother Guru is going to be doing a program, I think, on Friday afternoons. I'm not sure what night he's going to pick up. But we're going to try to keep this station open every day of the week. And so, which means we're going to open up opportunities also for you all to become part, if you so choose, to be interviewed, share your business skills, opportunities with us, and really grow and really become honored. And, so we're growing. Praise be. All right, I'm going to talk to my friend Mary Lou because I see she just popped in. And, again, if you want to get in, ask a question or comment, It doesn't have to be. We don't have a particular topic today, but my general, my big umbrella is that I do have certain things planned out. I do have certain things planned out that I will insert throughout our conversation here on today. So I'm going to go to the phone lines with Mary Lou.
Hi.
Hey there, Mary Lou.
How are you?
I am good. Turn down that volume.
Turn back my volume?
Okay. Yeah, because I'm getting feedback.
All right, I turned it up so I could hear you better.
Oh, okay. Oh, you must have me on speakerphone. Oh, my God.
No, I have Skype.
Oh, the Skype. Okay, yeah. Well, I want to thank you for calling. You know, I don't know if you heard me when I was giving the honor to Dr. Mensa. You know, I thought about that. Like, it's just, we don't even, it's almost, well, it's not ironic because really everything is serendipity. So it's all right here together at one intended to be. And, you know, he passed away on Thursday, and then Thursday night, early Friday morning. And then today I'm talking about gratitude and honor, and then I honored him today because he's really the reason why I'm here.
Is he the person from the Mensa Society?
Now, you know what? Someone else asked me that, and it's going to be horrible. I just know him from my university life, and I know him from when he's Ghanaian, and I know that he lived in he's originally from Ghana. And when I lived in Ghana, he kind of supported me through that process. And when I was in undergraduate school where I met him at, and he walked me through my life process to know it's okay to talk and deal with ancestral issues and presences. And it actually, by his encouragement, he had me return back to my home country of Senegal. And when I went there, I was able to become relieved of and soothe the soul, ancestral soul, Mary Lou, because I had an issue with people being on, like, smothering me or holding me too tight or being up, hovering above me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how difficult that was as a young bride? But I would throw anyone clear across the room, girl. I would throw you across the room. So Dr. Mensa was truly a phenomenal influence in my life. So we just give honor and homage to him. But I'm not going to keep going there because I feel my life going like, woo, 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 woo. Is that you, Mary Lou?
Is that me what?
I hear click, or is that? Oh, good. All right, y'all. So we're gonna keep going. And I wanted to also share with you all that if I haven't done so, I know I played the commercial, but I'll be in Chicago area on Sunday. Come out and join me. Go to my website, www.afoolspeaks.com. And really, because you're listening to the program, is the only reason why you're going to be able to get that rate, because technically it ended this morning at 7 a.m. And you will be paying almost double. But we appreciate you and honor you for reaching out. Those of you who just text me, I don't even know the numbers. These Facebook messages sometimes, I have no clue who you are, but I'm honored by you. So we're talking about gratitude and honor. Oh, other good news today, Mary Lou. I don't know if you saw it on my Facebook page or not, but I was awakened to flowers and a card today. And a thank you card today. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay. Yeah. But guess what? It was not a family member. Don't go there.
Good for you. You know, I want to add something about gratitude today.
Okay.
You know, somebody came up to me and said, if you're going through stuff, you really need to talk to your angels and ask them for your help. And I looked at them like, I do that all the time. But obviously, I guess I must be chanting it or something. So I took a soak in the tub, and I said, okay, they said ask my angels, so I did, and all of a sudden something crashed through the window. It's a wonder the window didn't break. There's a window in the tub. I can't explain it, it just is.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the window, and there's nothing there. I don't know if a bird got stunned, but what are the odds of that? So I went back, laid back down in the tub, and I'm like, let's see, where was I? Okay, how come you're not helping me? And just then the screen came out of the window and smacked me in the head. Like, boom. And I guess that's a message of just be grateful. Just stop asking and just have gratitude for what you already have.
Absolutely. You know what, Mary Lou, I'll tell you what else I heard today. I thought I saw, I was studying because I thought I saw it, I thought I saw it tell me that Guru's number came in. I thought he wasn't joining us today, but I thought I saw Guru number. So, Guru, if that was your number, push 1 so it can take you to the top of the list, if that was you, Guru, that came in. Look, I know, right? This sounds like, ooh. But my board is kind of full today, and it tells me when numbers come in. I saw it shift, and it looked like it was Guru. But I'm going to tell you what I heard. You know, it was telling you to honor the signs that are around you, truly being grateful for the signs that are around you, Mary Lou. I may have shared this with you before, but, you know, in your home, you have a lot of energies, a lot of presences that are in your home. And, the woman is, like, for real, swinging her legs still on your bookshelf. And they're just kind of saying that sometimes you become a worrywart. You're worried. She's patting you like on your back. So it's really about, you kind of sometimes want everything to come right away to you, to be very, very in your face, instead of just allowing it to just, that subtle message. And I'll take it from you for a second. When I told you I got flowers in a car today, I got flowers in a car from someone who met me one time and came across me on, and then followed me on the radio here on Blog Talk. And they said that I made such an influence on their life that they wanted to say thank you to me. Now, I never even thought about this person. I met this person one time. It wasn't anything special about it. But when this person gave me that today, I needed that. Because I was really going like, what am I doing? So in my state of gratitude, I was sent a physical presentation of thank you, even though I get them all the time. So for you, the signs are there with you. Your help is there with you. You're absolutely right. Just be grateful. Don't look for it to look at in a certain way, but look for it to exist because it is there. And just be open to it. Yeah.
My dog is on the brink of death, and it seems like wherever I'm going in the last week, I keep seeing the name of my spiritual teacher. And when I was bringing her home from the hospital, and she's flailing around on the seat because she's really out of it, I looked up, and for the first time driving down the street, I saw the name of my spiritual teacher on a building. And I was like, I have never seen that before. And I saw it in another place last week. And I'm hearing it coming out of people's mouths. They're just saying it. I don't even know why they're saying it. I'm just looking at them like, that is such a rare thing. How can you be saying that?
Mm-hmm.
So I am watching the signs. And so two of them in the last week were literal signs.
Mm. And see, and that's all we have to do is be open to that. And I'll say this to you. Don't, you know, if you can, begin to adjust your language just a little bit more and say, I'm not, instead of saying, I don't know, or I'm not sure why that's happening, just trust that when you see and acknowledge that it's happening, that it's meant for you to see it. We don't have to necessarily understand why the sun comes up and goes back down, but just appreciate that it has. And there, reconsider what your spiritual teacher taught you. And how can you apply that? Huh. And apply that. You just need some nurturing and some pampering. You just need some downtime. I know you feel like you got this schedule, baby, but you got to take some downtime. This lady on your bookshelf is just like, mm-mm. Tell her I need her to relax.
Well, it's a little hard. It's really hard, a little hard to relax when you're taking care of an invalid.
Mm-hmm.
This mess I woke up to this morning was unbelievable.
But it's all things. We
grew gratitude. You know, I was kind of grateful that I was there to do it for this dog, to clean up after it. Because I was thinking about all the old people that are not being cared for by their families anymore, that corporations are now in charge of their health care.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard enough to clean up after someone that I knew, I mean, albeit a dog. But, you know, I can just imagine how much lack of love there is cleaning up for a human who does the same thing in a nursing home where you're not mm-hmm. even related to these people. It really made me think.
Mm-hmm. So then you take all that that you thought of, and then you take that love and you put it together, and you truly do send that intention out. See, that's something when I say about relationships and honor. Be honored in that revelation that you have, and now send it out to other people. We really can do that. We really can do that. And here's the thing. Sometimes I just send it out. Because when it comes to me, if you've been honored with that right there brought a lot of people to another level of awareness. For you to say that, like you said, even though it's a dog, it made you think about humans who may have to do the same thing for someone, even if they don't even know this individual.
I'm not sure what's going to happen with the dog. She's acting insane, but it could be from all the medication she's on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I need to put her down to be humane or just wait it out and she's going to come back to reality. I don't know.
I just feel she's going to go to sleep.
And die?
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer that than having to put her out of her misery. But
mm-hmm.
But last night, before she made her mess, I asked her for her paw, and she gave it to me. And today I asked her to sit, and she sat, and we went for a walk around the block. But she's still mentally out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ms. Healer,
what can you be grateful for? I heard several things to be grateful for.
Well, I'm grateful that I see a little bit of the sign that she's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm getting mixed messages. I'm going to wait it out. I'd hate to put a life... I'd hate to play God and take a life away if it wasn't meant. If it wasn't their time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. That's why I'm telling you. I just really get the feeling that she is going to be, she's going to lay down and she's going to rest on that little rug and she's going to expire. See, we don't have to concentrate on the end result. We just know that we are expecting a result that is based upon our desires and that we have surrendered, right? Time was created for us. It wasn't created for the divine presence and universe. It was created for those of us who want, you know, those of us in this body, this human state. So we are confined constantly to time and trying to measure out when something, because we want convenience. And I'm saying just be grateful that she's aware of you. Our animals are aware. So when you asked for the paw, she gave you the paw. You asked for the sit, she said, you want to go for a walk, she honored you with a walk.
Well, you know, I gotta add in here that she did all this while she can barely stand. She's wobbly. She can barely
mm-hmm.
support her weight. She's like
a
drunken.
Very frumpy, very, very wobbly.
She's
yes.
like a drunken sailor. Mm-hmm. She had, all day Saturday, she had grand mal seizures.
She's
so I don't know how much... I don't know how much brain function she has at the moment.
She still has it. It's just not what people, you know, and that's why I said, I'm so glad. I'm not sure if you heard me when I was doing my piece called In Search of Me, but I just said, I just need people not to put titles and restraints and expectations on me. She's still there. But because it's not the way that we're used to, that we're not comfortable with, we find ourselves trying to create, dictate, understand, just be, just allow it to really rest where you are and just allow it to really express how it is that she is with you. Embrace that. Give her some comfort. Think about all the times that you found joy or your children found joy in being with her. And understand that when she makes this transition, it is not an abandonment. The word I'm hearing is like, it's like you're stacking up that people are dying and losing and what one more thing to deal with. No. This is part of your growth, and it's something that is not innately going to happen, and it has nothing to do with anything else except for it is her time that she has agreed to expire. And she chose to do that around you, Mary Lou.
Well, I have another question. One of my psychic friends said that that there is a psychic connection between me and the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm having trouble functioning mentally. I'm really fighting it. I'm really trying to concentrate on getting this job done. And it's like I'm having a seizure with her. So I don't know if she is echoing me or if I'm echoing her, but I'm feeling really a little bit of guilt out of whatever this connection is.
Again, remember I said she has chosen you to comfort her, and so she gave you what you needed to be comfortable.
It's 11:30.
So give her what she needs to be comfortable. That means, and I'm telling you, the lady on the bookshelf is saying for you to calm down. And if you need to calm down your energy, you know, I had epilepsy. Technically, I'm diagnosed with epilepsy. I haven't had an epileptic seizure since I was 12 years old, and I stopped saying that what the people I was seeing, right, were real. When I started accepting that and I started, like, taking stuff in stride, I stopped having seizures. But I would notice them when I would get upset, and my parents would tell you, don't bother her, don't bother the baby, she's going to have a seizure. I couldn't even play half the time. I couldn't do half the things the children did because my parents were so afraid if I got overheated or overwhelmed, I would have a seizure. It's about excitability. It means your body is kind of short-circuiting for a moment. So just consider what you said and go from there. I got Guru on the line. Guru, are you adding anything? Okay. I thought I heard him say, But anyway.
Yes,
just,
can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Was you trying to add something?
Yeah, sometimes. Greetings. How's everybody doing today?
Hi.
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to check that. I just want to chime in on, like, what you said. But if she would take a step back, just like you're saying, relax and breathe love into the environment, she probably could see it and understand it and be able to assist it easier. That's what I'm
saying. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's just like you go into a museum and you walk up to a picture and you're kind of taken by the impression of the picture, so you basically naturally will take a step back. So when you take that step back, you see the picture more clear, right? So in most, I don't want to say, say situations or most experiences in life, you have to do that. Like when we were younger, when we were acting out a character, as far as our parents were concerned, they always would give us a so-called timeout. You know, so they're basically making you step back from that activity so you can think about what you're doing and what's going on. And then when they feel that you're ready, let you go and play again. If you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's always about, again, it's always about your perspective, right? And what it is you are expecting to be the result. You don't want to abruptly stop the life cycle. And you know what? And it's, oh my goodness, like, okay. Mary Lou, this animal is connected to you. She is, the dog is connected to you. And I don't want to say dog because, like, she is so human. She is an embodiment of another presence from your life, a woman figure. And, oh my goodness. So, okay, I'm not allowed to say it out loud. Okay, so Mary Lou, you just need to get quiet, get still, and trust that you truly do, your initial question, trust that the angels are truly surrounding you. Trust that you are truly protected. And now the woman that's on the bookshelf has gotten down and she's kind of flipping around and being excited. So there's a woman here, full-figured woman here next to the dog, and she's telling me if Mary Lou would just, you know, she's able to come. Oh, my goodness. This may be Big Mama.
What does she look like?
This woman has a full face, some high cheekbones. I'm seeing glasses.
Yeah, kind of glasses.
Okay. And did she wear, like, they were kind of, they're too big for her face. And this woman also has, like, a hat on, and it looks like some kind of flowers or some type of wrap is around the top. I'm not sure if it's something for you or for her, but she's wearing this hat, and she has this white blouse that has, like, her shoulders. I don't know if you remember those blouses, those retro blouses where they kind of have, like, that, I don't even know how to describe clothes. It's, like, bloomy up by the shoulders, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Something about hallelujah. Okay, but I want to tell you that, yeah, so baby, you have your protection. You have what you need. God has given you what you need, your protection you need. And they're just asking you to, oh, wow, this lady on the bookshelf is tripping. Okay, so we are going to just say this, Mary Lou. Hold tight, believe and trust and know that you are truly around, your angels are around you, and know that truly you just need to go ahead and accept it. The slam on the door is kind of to get your attention and say it's right here with you. We're right here with you. Quit looking everywhere. It's right here with you. Mary Lou, is there like a spiral rug or an oval rug or something in your by your chair or something where you normally sit? It's like in an open space. It looks like it's in an odd spot. She's showing me some type of rug. Why some or place where the, or maybe it's a, maybe it's not a rug. The place where the dog rests a lot.
I have a dog cage. It's not
what,
oval.
What is the? It's showing me two colors, and it's showing me in a maybe it's a circle. I'm not sure what it. I'm just, it's like layers. Maybe I should just say layers. What I see. How can I describe it? It's like a layer of one color, and then above it is like a rainbow. Maybe that's the best way to do it. Not saying it's the rainbow colors, but like there's colors, multiple colors.
Okay, comforter?
Maybe that's it. But she's showing me this comforter thing, and the dog keeps laying down on it. She keeps telling me about this dog laying on it or wanting to lay on it.
Well, the puppy, which has all the energy, is sleeping in it, but the dog that's dying is outpacing. I put her in another cage outdoors. I can't get her to settle down, so I put her outside so she can watch things.
Mm-hmm. Get her close. Give her the comforter.
Just so you know,
she's going to probably expire. I'm just going to tell you, she's going to end up expiring. She wants to expire with that. She wants to expire on the comforter. And you'll know when she's going to expire because it's going to look as if she is crossing her paws over each other underneath her chin, kind of like looking, you know how you rest on your hands, you put your elbows on the table, you put your hand, your chin on your hands, you know what I'm, the position I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's going to look like she's doing that when she gets ready to expire. And you just need to trust and believe that you have what you need to have. And she's back to the stop stressing and something about prayer. She's on one knee.
She, the lady?
Yeah, she's on one knee now. Okay, remember how the deacons prayed? They prayed on one knee? In the
Okay.
That's what she's doing. She's like praying over the dog on one knee. And she's like, look, Mary Lou, and I'm praying for you.
No, you're and the Big Mama's a black woman, right? You said black. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Oh, baby, she black. She's talking to me real good.
Well, she's not that black. I mean, she's a light skin black.
No. She's a little lighter than me. I see her, and she has the brown eyes. And well, trust me, this is Big Mama. And she also told me something about your garden. I'm not aware about. Do you have a garden?
Yeah, the dog's out in the garden.
Oh.
You can see my garden on Facebook. It's awesome right now.
Oh, girl, I need to come down there and get some of them. I know you got some greens, right? Because she's saying you got big collard greens.
I do not have collard greens. The closest thing to a green is lettuce or Swiss chard.
She's showing me something looks like a collard green. Which one is that?
I have spinach. I have herbs, spinach, Swiss chard.
What kind of lettuce do you have?
I have green leaf lettuce, which is getting old and it's kind of getting nasty tasting. But then I have lots of baby lettuce. It's about a quarter of an inch high. But
okay,
most of my garden my garden right now looks like your garden would look like in July.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. So that's why so she's telling me about the garden. But she went over it. So wherever you are with this thing, that's where, girl, you got so much going on in your life. Get off this line with me. You got these people talking to me.
I know. I was working. I was listening to you. I didn't intend to talk to you, but you asked me to call in, so.
Yeah, I was like, oh, hey, girl, you know, let's check in or whatever, but. Okay.
I'm just going from one major event to the next major event to the next major event. And, you know, right now, the dog went from being near death to being high strung. And I can't leave her unattended because she wants to walk up and down the stairs and she can't even walk. And she gets to the top of the stairs, she wants to go down the stairs. She gets to the bottom of the stairs, she wants to go up the stairs. She's like a puppy. Like, she can't control herself. She's
checking out the house.
Mary Lou.
Confused. What?
Do you know about ginger, right? You know how to boil ginger? Dumb question, excuse me. Make a light ginger tea. When it cools, put like a half a cup in her bowl of water.
Okay.
Yeah, ginger is very, it's kind of energizing and soothing. It'll take any inflammation out of her body. That'll assist her, you know.
She's sitting under a ginger plant.
Wow.
Okay, what is that? Okay, Mary Lou. That's the plant that's in the garden?
One of the things.
Is it by like a fence or some sort, some type of wood structure or something?
Yes.
I'm saying that's the thing she's telling me. That's her spot. So, Mary Lou, now here's the second confirmation because she's showing me something with the green things, and you're telling me she's sitting by this tree. So give that baby that ginger and allow that dog to do what it has to do and receive your healing. Hello?
Can I just take powdered ginger and put it in our drinking water? I don't have real ginger at the moment. I mean, unless I want to try digging up the yard. I'm not sure if it's the right kind of ginger.
You can go to the supermarket and get ginger also.
But you don't think ground ginger from the bottle will do it?
No, she wants what's there. She wants the purity that's there. Mary Lou, and I'm going to also tell you, too, sit quiet sometimes. Don't turn on the computer. Don't turn on the TV. I know that, and I know that, you know, the children can get, when they get tired, just take 15 minutes and get quiet. And then you're going to have a, you're going to get a gift. You're going to be honored with a gift. So you just need to get quiet and don't expect it. Don't be like, okay, I'm sitting for 15 minutes tonight. And so it didn't happen. No.
Well, let me share one more thing with you. You know, I run a meetup group, right? And these people asked me to do a session to teach one. And they did Friday night. They're part of an international organization, which is not an organization, but it is an organization. I can't quite explain it. It's called the Oneness Group. Have you ever heard of it? Have you?
Not that I'm aware of, but that doesn't mean anything.
It's basically the concept that all energy is one, all the religions are one, there's only one God, and it's to encourage awakening. So they were giving energy, which is God, like what Big Mama does, and like Big Mama was in the room Friday night when they were doing this energy, just giving energy. They were going around the room and putting their hands on people and giving what they were calling Dishka, which is Indian. And I guess a lot of these people go to India and study with, you know, the higher end teachers or givers of oneness, I think they call it, the oneness givers. And then on Sunday, they had another event that you had to pay for, and I went because it was interesting. But apparently, every time you receive Dishka, it's cumulative, and then after a week of your first time or your second time, they say that people awaken, or eventually that you awaken, and the goal is to get everyone on the planet to awaken, because if you're in a state of awakening, If you are awake, then you're less likely to, and you're enlightened, which is what awake means from what I understand, you're less likely to be torn by the things of humanity. Like, I can't tell you how many people that are spiritual that I know, that I see on Facebook, getting involved in the guns right issue or politics. Or I saw somebody shaming the terrorists in Boston. I mean, if you're awakened, you're not above that. You're not into the drama and the trauma and the feelings of it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And why am I telling
you that? Because you've already understood that it's divine good and that the interactions are going to be created. Therefore, you create the surrounding of this world, this womb, and you know you send out the expected and intended and needed results, right? So you're more focused on the restoration, healing, and balance. Yeah.
I guess it would be kind of like to be awake would be to know that you're aware that when you go into the movie theater and you watch the movie being projected on the wall, that it's a projection and it's not real. It's just a movie. So don't scream at the wall. And the people that are asleep go into the movie and they watch the movie and they get caught up in the movie and they're screaming, don't shoot at the wall. And they forgot that they're watching a movie.
Now watch it, Mary Lou. Watch it.
So, you know, I would, and another thing that was kind of interesting, just the talk before and after, is, okay, many of us who are on a spiritual path have reached levels of enlightenment, you know, where you see, you understand, and you can stay at that level of energy. However, we're not so great that we stay there. We slide back. Like, you know, when somebody comes and irritates the hell out of you and they actually upset you, you are not in that enlightened state anymore. You know what I'm saying? You slid out of it.
That's part of the journey. That's part of the journey. We are physical beings. The spiritual beings have a physical experience. Therefore, the highest part of man is God. So as we deal and do what we must do in life, we do physical things, but overall, if we could stay in that spiritual place, there will be peace on earth. There will be no need for armies or police or any of those things. It'll just be like the hippies used to say, love, love, love.
Well, if the majority of the people on the planet aren't willing to fight one another or take direction or be soldiers, then they shit up the creek without a paddle if they expect us to create war on each other. But
yeah,
we're nowhere close to that yet.
Right. That goes back to, you look at the difference between a child and an adult. The child plays and shares out of kindness and simpleness. We're the ones who have the thought process and, you know, should I let this person play with my toy? Will they break it? And, you know, a child just gives freely. So as we grow into adults, educated and all of those things, that's what really brings these fears, phobias, and emotions on.
You must not have kids, because not every child gives freely.
Well, no, I just think that works. I mean, we know it. But again, sometimes I question myself as a parent. Sometimes I say, you know, am I bothered by this moment? Because I still have some. Yes, we know there's order, but at the same time, the order is not to. The order is to maintain order. It is not to confine people, again, from their original making their contribution. So as I said, if we truly choose to be part of our families and our children are part of that, it's just not those of us that are adults. So these children have already chosen to come in our life, so why not let them make their contribution? Why not be grateful and honest? So even when it's a challenging situation, we need to honor that, and then we get quiet, and that's where our prayer and meditation comes in at. Pig Mama is so funny. I love her. Like, she is so good. Thank you for sharing her with me, Mary Lou.
Big Mama was so lovey, happy, sweet.
I'm saying this. Like, she's here with me. She is just, like, so here with me. So anyway... So it's just, you know, we have to remember that when they are here making their contribution, they're making their contribution because it is their contribution. And we have to take a deep breath and do as Guru talks about, and I talk about take a step back and release and ask ourselves our intention for reacting the way we're reacting. And once we do that, we'll be able to receive the gifts and the presents and the messages and see the signs and wonders that are being expressed, you know, from others around us. And like you said, when people get to that state of existence, that is truly awakening. That is truly being in full alignment with the divine universe and creator, because you understand that we are all interconnected. We are all one. We are moving on this plane of serendipity, and we are moving forward together. There's no, as one mass of energy versus, you know, individuals, spurts and sparks of energy that are heightened more than others. No, we're all at different levels, but we're still that same vibration that's needed for maintenance of the oneness. I'm glad you shared that, because I think I did hear about this group. As a matter of fact, I think somebody sent me an invitation to it. But keep going.
Oh, so the meditation on Sunday, this guy, they had three Disha givers go around and give Disha. And then this guy did an open eye meditation, which I thought was really bizarre. And of course, my ego is sitting in. They talk about how you get past your ego, or you learn to laugh at your ego and not be so attached to it. But my ego was sitting there thinking, boy, this is dumb. These people are dumb. This is weird. But I was also watching their auras. And, I could see the auras of the different people moving around the room, and I saw strange colors on this guy like I've never seen before, which I wasn't quite sure how to interpret. It was interesting. We'll see if I become awakened and have my major changes in 7 days. I'll let you know.
No, Mary.
I'll let you know if
Mary
I learn to
Mary
wash
Lou,
ego.
It will if you honor it, remember? So if you went there and you believed when you went there that there was some reason for you to be there and that there was a benefit for you to be there, then accept it and apply it to your life. And know and say, yes, I will be further awakened or awakened at the end of my seventh day period. I will have some new levels of you gotta say that, girl. Come on now.
Actually what they actually told me on Friday and on Sunday is that it doesn't matter what you believe or what your ego is saying in your head. Your ego, the girl said, quote, she said, when it happened to her, she walked in and she thought, well, these people are just stupid. I can't believe how stupid they are. This ain't doing anything. I don't know why they're doing this, blah, 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 which is exactly what I was doing. You know, this is just it's not exactly that they're just crazy. It's very similar to what Big Mama taught, but I don't see how it will have an effect if you're not willing to have it have an effect. And what they were saying, that which I am quoting now, is that it doesn't matter if your rational mind is willing to accept it or not, you will be blessed regardless.
Oh, I believe that. Oh, that's
so
given.
She said that when it happened to her, within 7 days, she had major transformation in her life, and she didn't believe that any of that was going to take place. And when it did, she knew where it came from and that I cannot stop doing this ever in my life because this is too awesome.
And may I say that somebody informed you that if you get quiet today and do you a meditation and just relax, you will receive a message.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess their design is at least in 7 days you should get some kind of response. You were informed that you might get that response today if you follow through.
Mm-hmm.
I will, but if I meditate in the bathtub again, I'm going to safeguard it so nothing hits me.
Oh,
this time.
I forgot to tell you. You have a water connection, so you have to be mindful that when you are submerged in that water, that space gives you a little more energy and makes things a little more active. For right now, that's the best word I can say at this moment. So it's like a conduit for you for the spiritual world. So kinetic, is that the word? I can't speak today.
Okay, a conductor.
Yes, is a conductor of the kinetic energy that we naturally have. And so when you go into a spiritual realm because of your spiritual awareness and agreement, it kind of grows a little greater. So
Amplifies.
Yes. So keep that in mind, Mary Lou. Those of you that are listening right now, we are going to take a break. I don't know if you're standing out, Mary Lou, but Guru, we're going to keep talking. We've been talking about gratitude, honor, and now we're going to go in, and we kind of touched on relationships already. Wow, this woman is so here. Okay. And
I think she's going to stay with you for a while because ever since I met you, I've been thinking she wants to hang with you.
Yeah, she's hanging. She has literally, like, just kind of sat down, like, okay.
Do you know why?
Huh?
Do you know why?
Because we are one and the same. She's already told me.
She wants you to do what she did in Ohio.
Yeah. One day, hey, I do it now. I just don't have a formal building like she has. I do it now. I'm working on it. The house is almost done. I got three more to finish, and then we'll be able to open up and folks can come and get their healings and get their messages and be transformed for real without any
She wants to push you to the next level, and that's ever since I met you, it's like I feel like she wants you.
So you were the vessel that brought us together. So
I'm
excited.
Well, she likes the music too because she can't sing a note. She's like the only black woman I ever met that cannot carry a tune in a bucket.
You sound like my friend's cousin.
My she cannot cousin. Carry a tune across the room.
Oh, my goodness. You are crazy. Girl, get up. Look, let's go to this break here on Moments of Conversation. We've been having a conversation with Guru and our guest, our fellow friend and guest, Mary Lou. We've been talking about all things in gratitude, all having connections and honoring those connections of gratitude. So here on Moments of Conversation, so we invite you to stay and stick around. We got a few more minutes yet. And if you want to get in the conversation, 646-378-1135.
Experience transformation by unleashing your power. Discover and activate your talent, abilities, passions, and the end result you desire. Join international transformation expert Mary Nifua at the Living Exponentially on Purpose seminar. Learn how to maximize your greatest asset and live exponentially. For more information, visit www.efuaspeaks.com, EFUASpeaks.com, or call 414-604-6271. Live exponentially on purpose.
Author Marian Afua has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Not to My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com and MarianAfuaSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afua for Moments of Conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afua, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EFUASpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. But all right now. We are back here on Moments of Conversation. I am your host, Marian Afua, joined by Brother Guru and Mary Lou here on Moments of Conversation. I think I'm awake now. I think I better restructure that energy. What you think, Guru?
Yes, indeed. Yes,
did I start playing some stuff or what?
Free flowing.
hey, you know, I'm like, what? Where did that come from? All right. Well, as I said, I'm going to be in Chicago, Illinois on Sunday, the 28th of April. You can go to my website, efuaspeaks.com, efuaspeaks.com, and you can register for the event, and it's still set at the early bird rate. If you go to Eventbrite or any place else, you're going to end up paying almost double. Come on, we got a few seats left before we reach capacity. I'm not going past 30 people this time, so if you don't make the cutoff, I apologize, but I won't be able to let you in because it really makes a difference in how we handle the room, and I want to be able to give people adequate time and sharing with them. So come on out and learn how to live exponentially on purpose. Guru, give us some of that guru knowledge you have inside of you today.
Well, I'm grateful to be. Therefore, I'm grateful.
All right now. So that what you're going to give us today? Guru, did I tell you I got flowers? Oh, let me tell y'all the rest of the story. I forgot to tell you the rest of the story about the flowers, Guru. Well, I didn't speak to you this morning, so. But I was awakened with flowers, roses this morning, and a card. And it wasn't from a family member, and it wasn't from a suitor. It was someone that I met one time, and they said, listening to my program. And they gave me a card that says, thank you. Because they felt that, and they said that I helped them so much. And so they wanted to let me know that I was a special person, and they wanted to thank me. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But I planned last night to have a show about gratitude. Isn't that something? What do you say to that, Google? You know, and I get thank yous. Like I told people, I said, you know, and my girl said, why are you so excited about this? I said, because it was so unexpected. You know, like Sunday, someone's going to give me something on Sunday, I'm sure. Usually at a seminar, people come and they, you know, give me hugs or whatever and say thank you. But this was different. It was different because at that time, you know, I wasn't expecting it. You know, is that making sense, y'all? But I'm excited to have been honored this morning with that. And here's the thing. The person is in a serious, major transition.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Guru, share some more love with us. What else is going on with you?
I'm just listening for more guidance. Some kind of you can see this day, but I'm just taking that step back right now and listening. You know, listening for more guidance. What's most important to me now? What I should be doing?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's real interesting that, you know, this earth of ours is turning, meaning it's shifting its axis again as it does every 100,000 years or whatever. The planets are lining up. There's really a lot of things going on, you know, in the heavens and within our physical beings also, because, you know, we are definitely part and connected to the earth. You know, every mineral that's on this planet is in the physical body. So therefore, whatever changes the earth goes through, if we listen, we're going through those same changes. So as the earth lightens up, so do we. You know, regardless of what the media and the population, you know, all of those things that keeps us so-called plugged into the system. If we unplug for a while every now and then, like you were telling Mary Lou, do her meditations and things like that, we'll get a better understanding, a better knowing. So, you know, that's basically, you know, what I'm encouraging myself and everybody to do, not because I'm doing it, but because I feel it's the right thing to do. Sometimes you got to back, you know, take a step back and just breathe, you know, just like you said, the song. You know, it's very important.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I was sharing earlier, before you came on, I shared my poem, Searching, you know, Searching for Me. And just reminding everyone about that importance of being authentic of who you are. Like you said, stepping back, taking time to pray and meditate and really allow it to be. And then someone else just sent me something. It says, I am pure energy. I am my own healer. I believe I can heal myself through affirmations and prayer. I am healing myself. I am aware of the energetic balance, and I am able to tap into that to heal. I allow myself to release all imbalances in my consciousness. I know that my higher self uses the frequency I need to heal right now. These frequencies heal every aspect of my life. I am powerful. I am my own healer. I am pure energy. I am self-healing. I am healed. You know, that's the kind of thing what you're talking about right there. Because if we want to be truly aligned with the universe, and if we are mirroring the universe or a reflection of the universe or the image and likeness of the divine creator of the universe, then we need to understand we have these qualities and we are going to experience that which is going on. Like for me, not having sun today, I'm really having a moment. So I'm putting everything bright around me. I'm putting everything bright around me. I am lighting candles. I am putting bright colors all throughout the house. I got on bright colors. Now I'm looking like I need to be back in this, I don't know what time frame, but that's my goal, is to really just bring the light into me and around me so that I can reflect it.
You know, I was just prompted to give you some old information. It's old information because it's a song that they used to sing, you know, in those churches. This little light of mine. So just like there's a central sun that warms the earth exteriorly, there's a central sun within us all that, you know, keeps us in the physical internally, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, because that's what I heard. Like I was, and as I said, you know, and it's time for me to travel. So, you know, I'm excited. But unfortunately, where I'm traveling to, Brother Guru, is still kind of grim and a little underneath the sun. But I'm getting little spurts everywhere we go. And so, Brother Guru, really quickly, give us some. Do you have something about relationships? How, you know, relationships are. What's your take on relationships? Before I share my take, how can we put gratitude and honor with relationships? How can we do that?
Just like we all strive to be appreciated, you know, using our generosity. You know, if you appreciate somebody, you will be appreciated. You know, I feel that you have a plan and a strategy in a relationship, but overall, if you allow that individual to be who they are and love and respect that because that's what brought you two together in the first place, then it's just giving and receiving, you know, that love and that positive energy. And that's what, you know, can make that that flower bloom.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Because one of the things I think that we forget about is to honor that person. You know what? Sometimes I think we forget to honor the uniqueness of the person we're with, right? And I'm not talking about when they're, you know, kind of going, they're kind of not treating us well, if they're abusing us or, you know, insensitive and draining us, I'm not talking about that person. It's about the person that you really believe is someone that you should be with. That we just don't honor them for their uniqueness anymore, because it requires us to begin to honor the uniqueness in us, and it puts the responsibility back on us to be us, you know? And so we forget to be grateful that we have an individual that is maybe oversensitive to disarray, right? Is that a good way to say it? You know, when the house is not as organized as it should be, or in my instance, when my vehicle looks like I live in it. You know, we're not grateful when that person says, give me those keys and let me go, you know, clean this car out for you, and let me go wash this car and all that good stuff, or let me go and do some repairs, you know, that kind of thing. So I just think, like you said, we just be able to, you know, honor those people for their contribution. You know, so we can honor that moment. And I think relationships come in different forms, and we just have to begin to, blessings to you, Queen, we just have to begin to understand that when we are in relationships with people that, you know, I know law of attraction says we attract this person based upon our energies and all that, and that I believe that, but I also believe that they attract us for that same purpose. But so that's why it's important for us to be our true, authentic selves, y'all, not the, you know, created ones that we are reacting to, the circumstances, the situations around. I had somebody recently say to me, that a young man said to her, you know, you need a man. That's what your problem is. You need a man. You need to have sex or whatever, whatever. And I said to her, because that person is in need of that. Right?
The mirror, yes.
Right. I was like, because that person, you know, is that, or, and that person probably really does believe that having sex with people, is going to make you whole some kind of way. Not understanding that when you have sex with a person, you're not just sharing your physicalness, you're also exposing them to your spiritual aura, your metaphysical auras. I don't care if it's just a one-night stand or not. You're still sharing your aura with that individual. They are able to share their aura, their vibrations, and at that moment, it's connecting. So I don't care how quick you disconnect, it's still going to be there, okay? Because you got a dog, right? But then I started thinking, like, dogs have energies, too. Dogs have spirits, too. So, you know, I can't even say, like, you ain't no dog just humping on and humping off, you know, because we're not aware what those dogs go through after they go through that process. Okay, Guru, I'm coming back. But, yeah, so I just wanted to talk. Shut up, Guru. I love you.
I love you more. But, yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Empress, because you think about it. You let me stay over your house for a few days. I bring some of my stuff over there. Okay, when it's time for me to leave, I'm leaving something in your house, you know, accidentally, of course, but when I'm leaving it, you know, that's right. And you don't exactly know what it is. Why do I feel this way, you know, when I come in my house now? That's basically what it is. You weren't truly in tune with that individual when you allowed him in your house or your temple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Queen Infama says she's get told that all the time. Then she says, you're right. They don't get it. It's a spiritual act. She's talking about the sexual encounter. And, you know, and so that's something we think about. When she said that, I said, that's really him. And I happen to know the individual she was talking about. And I just said, you know, he's going through something. He's going through an identity crisis because, you know, he came up one way, had certain experiences. And so now the realities of those facades are falling. You know, he's not who he thought he was. And he can't create what he thought he could create because what he thought he had to use to create wasn't even real, if y'all follow me. But, yeah, I know, right? Should we breathe right there? Let's breathe, y'all. and blow it out. Yeah, like at that place.
Don't stop.
Why you got to be giggly up in here? You got, look, I'm giggly up in this piece today. Laughter is good. We had that show last week, remember? Laughter is good. So, but anyway, so just kind of getting to that place of understanding that relationships do require you to honor that individual and be grateful and have gratitude for that interaction. And what I always tell people, even if you don't stay in that connection, you need to understand that by not staying in that connection, you also have gained from that connection, no matter how brief it is. And so you don't want to put permanent energy on a temporary situation. So you want to find out quickly, you know, what can I be grateful for? What did I enjoy? What did I learn? What did I experience that I can harness and move to the next level of my awareness, of my existence, that will be beneficial? And that's what we need to focus on. And that's why I said today it's all about gratitude and honor, because we have no idea how we make contributions in the lives of other people or how they make a contribution. Most times we go, well, you know what, they stole my red shirt. You know, or she never gave me back my shoes, or, you know, I gave that person some gas money and they couldn't even return, give me a ride to the store or whatever. But we're not thinking that in that was a lesson, in that we grew, in that we gained an understanding, a new level of awareness, in that we realized who we are even more. Just like I said in my poem earlier, you know, we have identified who we really are. Despite the labels, despite the geographic location, despite the expectations of our gender, despite the expectations of our name, we are simply just me, or we, if that works better for y'all. Right? Understanding that even that in me inside of us can be contained and transformed into a new form of energy that takes us on to that new place where we can do it. You know, so Big Mama's here with me, right, Guru?
Mm-hmm.
And she is having a ball. She is up here clapping her hands and throwing her hand up in the air, waving like we are really at church. Thank you, Big Mama. You know, and so that's the thing. That's the thing to remember. And I know y'all probably saying, how can she see people? I mean, as I said, when I became my authentic self through Dr. Mensa, when I went through my second rites of passage with Dr. Mensa, my first one was done in synagogue, but he was the reason that helped me get into full acceptance of, you know, my connection and my authentic self. And so with that, you know, I can sit here and see Big Mama, and I can see the lady crossing her legs, and I can see other people and other entities sharing with me, and then I'm cool with that because they just pour into what I gotta pour. Guru, what's the book you're reading?
I was reading something on the Tree of Life.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, I visited. It's by a guy named Javala. It's kind of different than at least the way he explains and expresses it is different than you know, the Hebrew or the Kemetic or the, should I say, Egyptian. Tree of Life. He talks about the levels in reference to elementals and elements in us, you know, fire, air, water, earth, and ether. At least that's what I'm gathering from it, you know. So why I say I'm a different reader, I tend to go to a book or be led to a book, and I'll just open it and I'll just get some information out of it, what's meant for me to have at that time. And if I choose not to read the book cover to cover, I just leave it alone, and that's basically what I do with that book. You know, if you understand what I'm saying. It's
mm-hmm.
The Tree of Life.
You want to know why I asked you about that book?
Why is that?
Because I was told to, and I just do what they tell me to do.
That's all it's supposed to be. I'm just supposed to confess what I'm reading. That's it. Come on, give me some more.
No. I'm gonna tell you the thing. I'm gonna tell you the part two. So I'm gonna tell you what came on. So then, like, they told me about the book. the spirit talking about the book, and then I was, then it was showing me the tree, and I'm like, why am I seeing, not tree, I saw root. I saw the root of a tree, and I didn't understand. So for you, like, don't worry about the thickness of it. It's almost like you need to read every other line. So I'm not sure if you're, yeah, I'm not sure if you're skipping or not, but it's telling me about this book because it is going to pour into you and help you best understand that it is. I always tell everyone, everything we are and is a direct reflection of the divine universe. And if we don't understand that, that's how we have conflict, right? That's how we have conflict. Oh, I should tell you, they didn't call me a white boy this time, Guru. Queen and everyone who's listening, I went to a forum one time and I was greatly attacked for being a female speaking in the manner in which I was speaking because I just kind of said, look, I need y'all to stop crying and fussing and, you know, and get in alignment and, like, recognize your connection and all that good stuff. But our number here is 646-378-1135. We still got about 6 minutes left. I would love to hear from everyone, especially Queen, if you can call in. I haven't heard your voice in a while, although I hear it in my head right now, and I see that beautiful, illuminating smile. So I know that you're probably at work, but if you can squeeze in a quick Skype call or something like that, I would appreciate it. If you go to my show page, it will give you a blue S you can click on, and it'll bring you in. But Guru, yeah, you're supposed to read every other line of that book. I'm like, y'all saying, what is she doing? How she know all this stuff? It's just who I is. It's just who I be. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But we're going to be here every Tuesday and Thursday. We're going to have a guest I think this is Queen. Hang on. We're going to have a guest on Thursday. I'm working on it. Oh, my goodness.
I'm good.
Hey, Queen.
Hey, how you doing? I'm at work. I had to leave my desk to come out and call.
I said, I think Queen is at work, so she may not be able to call in. She got a job, y'all.
Yes, I have a job, y'all. Praise God. But anyway, I'm appreciative for having a job. That way I can buy y'all books, right? Absolutely.
Hello.
There it is.
Hello. Shinfama, this is Brother Guru. Brother Guru is my masculine energy balancer here. Program. I've been honored to have him in my life, and I'm just honored and grateful for him. So,
well, peace, Brother Guru.
Greetings, Sister. How are you today?
Thank you for being such a blessing to Sister E4. Appreciate that. We all need a blessing, don't we?
Yes,
yeah.
I thank her for being her in my life also, for sure.
That's right. So she's a blessing for you, too.
Yes,
so thank goodness for her being a blessing for you, too. That's the balance in life. I mean, that's the ultimate balance of life, actually.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I
the male-female principle.
Go ahead, Queen. Give us I know you only got like 2 or 3 minutes of whatever you can share. Just share something really great. Do you still have your program on?
Every Sunday, 6 p.m. What's great, I am. That's it.
There you go. And I'm telling y'all, like, if you feel her energy, like, that's how she is all the time. I've never not met her in this type of energy. And so that's what we need. And that's why I say when you're grateful, we're talking about gratitude and honor today and the relationships
mm-hmm.
built and all that good stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
girl,
you know what,
been,
though? You know, I just want to share this, and because a lot of people, I hear a lot of people saying how depressed they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I try to share with them that depression is a state of mind. It's all how you look at things, you know. Because I remember a time I used to hate my job, but I just simply changed how I looked at it. I still go to work, but I just changed how I looked at it, and it just seems like everything just fell into place. It serves a purpose. So I think a lot of times people self-depress. You know what I'm saying? Because they focus on negativity so much instead of looking at the lesson in an event or, you know, what they can get out of it that'll benefit them. They just look at the things that hurt them and focus on what hurts them a lot.
Absolutely.
No.
I agree.
Hey, Mike.
And that, go ahead, Guru. Are you saying something? I don't want to over. Go ahead.
Oh, it just feels good. I was going to say she's right and exact. I mean, it is that simple. If your bed's against the wall, you get out the bed the same mm-hmm. way every day. How can you get out on the wrong side of the bed?
Yeah. Move to the other side.
Yeah, exactly. You can walk through that wall. Yeah, walk through the wall.
But you know what? Can I just share what helped me one day? This is what woke me up one day. I read a book called As a Man Thinketh. That's what did it for me. I shared it with everybody I know, that it was that little bitty book. You can get on the internet for free. His name is Allen, James Allen. And you could get it online for free. It's a really small book. And it's called As a Man Thinketh. And that is what lets me understand that I control my thoughts. No one else has that power. I relinquish that power to people. You know, when you say, oh, he made me mad. No, you allowed him to make you mad. You know what I'm saying? So that little book is free. It's on the internet. I advise people to read it. I also got As a Woman Thinketh, which only puts it in a female perspective. But As a Man Thinketh, I'm telling you, James Allen was a great philosopher. I really, you know, enjoy his writings. I got a complete encyclopedia of his writings because they're so simple. I mean, they're all basic. You know, that you are your master. You control your life. No one else, no white man, nobody controls your life. And it's all how you think about things as you go along your, you know, through your day. You can make it bad or you can make it good. It's just, it's all up to you.
Absolutely.
Just that simple. Just that simple.
That is, isn't
about
it?
Being,
just that simple.
Being mindful.
It really is.
I mean, yeah, most of us was brought up here in this hemisphere in church, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What does it say? In the beginning was?
The Word.
There it is.
There it is.
You program yourself every day, you know.
Right. That's right. That is. And see that. And a lot of people do need, you know, people to help
we're
them
into
because.
Archive. Just keep talking, but we're moving into archives. Thank you all.
Oh, okay.
If you're not on the phone lines, you're going to end up missing out this wonderful conversation. We've been joined by Queen and Fama. We have Mary Lou on. Share if you can squeeze in. Click the blue Skype button. If not, we'll find you again. And but you guys just keep on talking because this is some good stuff.
Well, you know, I'm just saying that life is really simple. We make it hard. I think as human beings, we make life hard. Life as hard as it is. And I just, in my life, basically for me, what I just do is stick with facts. I don't get into fantasy or wishful thinking or anything like that. You bring me something, I'm going to say, what's the facts of that? Where are the facts? Because I'm just, you know, I just have to have concrete facts and evidence. You know, I'm not very esoterical or spiritual for the most part, even though I understand how the spirit works, but I know how distorted that is in this day and time. You know, this thing called spirituality. So to me, it's like breathing. It's nothing special. You know, it's just like breathing, you know, but a lot of times people take on these monitors of spirituality in it, and they try to elevate themselves above other people. And, you know, I find I find that to be kind of disheartening. But it does affect a lot of people, though. You know what I'm saying? And I think that the greatest thing a teacher can do is teach you to think for yourself. Basically,
absolutely.
You know, to show you that you can think for yourself, but you have to suffer the consequences of your thoughts at the end of the day. You know what I mean? You know,
that's right.
So, you know, we all need help. I mean, at some point you have to have, like the little book helped me, you know, and it could be a human being that be the help. It could be a whole lot of things, but if you're looking for clarity, if you're really seeking clarity, you will find that clarity, be it in the form of someone counseling you or you stumbling across the information in book form or calling into like your show and listening, you know, and then you'll get an epiphany. You'll get an awakening because you've been looking to hear that sound, that vibration,
yes.
You know, that'll stimulate your mind. And then, you know, you just take it from there. And improve your life, you know, and discard all things that cause you harm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we don't want to. because we're emotionally tied to some of these things and people. But, you know, I've learned by just walking away that a lot of things I thought I couldn't do without, I can do without. That I was attached to, that I could, like, when I left my husband, I walked away from the house. I'm like, I was attached to the house, you know. But one day I got a voice and it said leave, and I just left the house and everything. And I'm telling you, I'm like 1,000%, you know, better. But I was held, I was captured by a material possession, a status, a house. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it was causing me emotional pain, and, you know, and I was staying in a situation that I could easily just say tataya and be so much better. You know what I mean?
But that's what I spoke about in the first hour, Queen, is simply that we have to be willing to let go to be our authentic self, not what people expect you to be, not to react to the questions and circumstances and constraints. Don't tell me I look like my grandmother. Okay, that's fine, but I'm not my grandmother, right?
Right.
So I chose to accept this assignment and to be here to make a contribution. So I have to do. It has nothing to do with whether or not it makes you feel comfortable or not, as you're saying. You know, you knew you had to detach from those things that were constricting you from being who you are.
Right.
Oh, that's how.
Right. And I didn't know it, but you see, the thing about it, Sister Ifua, is that we get information from the universe all the time that tells us what to do. And that day, I was sitting on the side of the bed, and it was like a voice came from outside of myself. And it says, why are you still sitting here? And I just got up and left, you know. But then when I assessed the voice, the sound of the voice, it was my voice that was actually talking to me from outside of myself. I mean, seriously, when I
assessed the sound.
This
is how I explain that to people when they say it to me. I said, listen, we have to remember that we are one with the divine creator. We are made in the image likeness. We are the direct reflection of the divine universe, right? So when you are not paying attention inwardly, when you haven't gone inwardly, that was within you will swell, and it will be met. The universe is vast and magnanimous. So why would it be a little small voice? Girl, get up. And I was going to be like, get up now.
Right.
And when it starts, it's like that strongest wind, you know, that blows. When that wind starts blowing, I don't care what you do. I don't care how big you – winds have torn down entire buildings.
So that's, but you know what?
Universe. It's you.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? This is another thing I'm thinking. It's a thought that I had, is that I had been hearing the small voice all the time telling me that you don't have to put up with this, you don't have to deal with this, you know, just constantly telling me, but it was so small. And I think that when the time to move comes, that the voice does come from outside of you so that you can hear it stronger. You know, because a lot of times I attribute that voice right there to God. That's when God, the voice of God that's in you becomes louder, and you cannot do anything else but obey it. But generally, before that, it's just a little voice that, why are you still putting up this stuff? It's just small, and, you know, you can just knock it off your shoulder, knock it out and say, I love my house. I put so much energy in this. This is my place, you know, and all that. So all the excuses overrode the small voice. But when it got unbearable, to a point of me being unbearable, the louder voice came. And had I ignored that voice, I think I'd be in larger trouble. Had I just ignored that, you know.
Now, I got to ask you a question now. When you was hearing the voice and it was dense, were you having frustrations and situations and the pain wasn't that great at that time? Or the discomfort?
No, at that particular time, I had been frustrated all the time. But at that particular time, it was kind of like magnified because I was right in the midst of a situation. where I was feeling very frustrated. I was crying at the time. I mean, I was just feeling helpless, you know, hopeless. And that's when the larger voice came, and I thought it was God outside of myself. But like I said, when I actually assessed the voice, it was my own voice, the sound of my own voice that I heard.
Yes, indeed. I know exactly what you mean. Because like you said, you would hear the voice, but it was dimmer, earlier. You would hear the voice, but it was dimmer. Yeah, but when you get to that crossroad where you're at that breaking point,
right.
You know, I can definitely say amen or shade to that. You know,
thanks.
It definitely says that in quite a few spiritual books. You know, I will speak to you in a voice that only you know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What better voice do you know than your own? So that's
exactly.
That's that divine link
to,
you know, the creator of, you know, all things. That's that divine link right there. And he does dwell within us.
Right. Exactly.
That's awesome.
And the thing about us is we don't understand how powerful we are, you know, as beings on this planet, how powerful we actually are. You know, we let so many other things control us when we are the ones that can be the ultimate, you know, guiders in our lives, the ultimate control in our lives. We just let so many outside forces kind of just take over. Like I used to say, I'm not going to let anyone live rent-free in my brain. You know, and I decided just to kick everybody out, give everybody eviction notice. Here, you got to go. You got to go. You know, because nobody's living free. Right.
Yep.
Nobody's living rent-free.
You know, that's my motto. I'm like, nope, you ain't paying no rent. You got to go.
Okay.
We cannot afford you no more. But again, Queen, I thank you for spending some time with us, girl, on your time.
I finally got in, Sister, before. I've been meaning to come to your show for a while, and every time I miss it, I get that little, that is over. It's over. But today, it was just like the spirit led me to you. So that's how I got in.
I'm loving it. And that's what it does, because I did. I did send forth the call, the clarion call. And I got to figure out a way to get you on. We're expanding our station, our Transformation Radio. On Mondays, I have a program for people in business. Maybe you can join me on that. That's at Milwaukee time, be 5 o'clock Milwaukee time. Same place, just look forward. It's called Doing Business Exponentially. And then we're here on Tuesday and Thursdays from 10:30 to 12:30. And then we're working on some other stuff. We're trying to get Guru a whole show by himself without me. And some more folks, an opportunity for folks to come on and talk about what they do. Because you're a phenomenal businesswoman. She makes her own jewelry. She won't probably say it out.
Thank you. You know, sis, I've been trying to, you know, include people on my show. But see, this is the problem I've been having, is that people, the people that I've talked to, they don't deal with consistency. I can't consistently say you can do a show on Wednesday and they do that show every Wednesday, you know, because I do my show every Sunday. So I got a whole week of 2 hours a day that's, you know, literally, you know, people aren't you know, the people that I've invited, rather, they just can't find time to do it. I'm doing the same thing, in other words. That's why I said that, is because I'm looking for, you know, locals who, you know, need a platform. And, you know, we can have discussion. I got to talk to a couple of people. People just aren't dedicated, I think. They aren't really dedicated, you know.
People don't
understand.
They're still plugged in.
Yeah, they don't understand what consistency is and the passion, you know, and it's all about your passion. It's passion that drives my show every Sunday to do it, even though I may have difficulty, you know, difficulty doing it. Some days I don't feel like doing it, but a sister who does a show on BTR, her name is Donna Coleon, she advised me one day, she said, Queen, the show must always go on. regardless, you know, just come on and just start talking regardless. Because I don't get a lot of call-ins on my show. So I talk straight 3 hours, man. 3 hours, I just be running it.
You be on it. You know what? Hey, Guru, we have had that before, too.
You know, nobody calls in. I just be talking. I be like, you know, hey, it's
the
spirit. The spirit moves you.
Maybe we can help you with that. Tell us again the name of the show. The
girl,
time.
I don't need nobody calling in on my show. I don't need it. You know, if you want to call in, you can, but
hey,
I don't want you to feel obligated.
No. I say that because that's one of the things what I do. My whole purpose is to open up and support people in what they're doing. People don't understand that's my gift. That's my assignment. My assignment is to illuminate. I am a light. So, therefore, I have to illuminate and I have to share. And my job is to assist in waking up people. So you're part of that awakening process that the earth is awaiting. So, therefore, when we come, people should be able to come if they're free on a Sunday. Just listen. I get a lot. Like, my board has 47 people today. But I only talk to 3 people. That's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy.
How do you know how many people you have? I never even look at those statistics.
Okay, so you know on your board. Let me go back to my board. So on your board, you know where it says.
Are we still on the radio?
We are.
Yeah, we still on.
Wow.
It's okay.
Okay, it's a class.
I'm streaming.
Okay, that's good. That's awesome. It's a class.
Yeah, we've been in archives now for about almost 15 minutes. I just love you, Guru. You just be accommodating me. You got to get a kiss. I'm gonna have to come kiss you.
Oh my goodness!
All right, now don't have me standing on the porch with my arms open. Hurry up.
Uh oh.
You see what I mean, Mama? I love him. Like he is so good. Like he is so honorable. Okay. Okay. So here's what happened. So on your studio board, you know, that little grid where you can see, like, all your songs and chat room. So on the left, it usually shows your number at the top in blue or green. Then directly above it says switchboard, and then it will tell you how many callers you have.
You know, I never look. I just see a whole list of people, numbers there.
Yep,
but they don't have their hands up or nothing. Basically, I never be on the switchboard. I always be in the chat room.
So that's cool.
You know, I'm mostly in the chat room. I got a lot of chatters that come to my show and disruptors.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going
to
put this over your. I'm going to send out the intention and the protection upon your program as well. I protect those programs that are here for enlightenment. Those programs that are here for solidarity and unity, and taking us to the new level of awareness and positions that we need to be in in a perspective position. That it be,
you
that
have not heard my show, have you?
Girl, you know I heard that show. And I said, people who are not into it can skip it, but your show will continue to grow. Your show will continue to stand strong and walk in that truth. End of discussion. That's all I'm going to say.
Because I be like, boy, my show be hot sometimes, you know.
Girl, I remember that one day I was like, oh, Lord, she about to go through that song. That's okay.
She I be having so much fun, though.
She's very
fun. It just be fun to me.
She talks about fun.
But anyway, guys, Guru, it was nice speaking with you and meeting you over the phone. Sister Afua, I have to get off the phone right now.
It's been
a pleasure. You know, to call into your show. And I don't like to call into your show because I seem like I talk too much. You know what I mean?
I feel like I talk too much.
But I just appreciate being able to call in. And, you know, hopefully I'll get a chance to listen to your other programs.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for the honor of being here on today. We'll talk again soon.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Actually, I'll be at the play. I'll be at the play the Hansberry's doing on Friday night. So I'll be there. So if you can call me, $13 in advance. Okay, love you.
Okay, I'm going to go on mute, and I'm going to just listen, you know, to the end of the show, but I got to get off the phone now.
Okay, baby. All right.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing the
show. All right, Brother Guru, I think we can wrap it up. What you think?
Yes, indeed.
Look, you know that I said I'm going to kiss you. I might have some issues. They be listening.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Guru,
They be listening.
Yeah, they do, but I tell you, we got plenty of dogs down here now.
All right now. Roof. Well, Guru, you got me. But, yeah, I thank y'all for sharing the energy. I thank y'all for you all for listening. I think that I'm going to end the show a little differently today. So I'm going to play that song again, I Like, which is called Today by Ledisi, because truly I got a feeling that today is the day that things are going to go my way. I truly believe that today is the day that everything is going to be okay. So with that, I will extend to you and remind to you that every time you're going through and things begin to cloud you, overwhelm you, make you feel like you just can't take it anymore, stop, take in a deep breath, and scream out nice and loud, that is not my reality. No, it's not the end of the road, and that it isn't true until you really believe. Believe this, know this, that there is so much more awaiting you and that there is so much more that we are waiting to get from you. So with that, Brother Guru, what you add, man, before we go?
Just breathe.
Absolutely. Take time out to breathe. Until next time, continue peace and blessings.
Thank you.